Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Up, let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of happenstance. He's not a God of accidents. He has plans. He has purposes. He's pursuing them this day with you, and that's the reason why this particular broadcast has caught your attention. If you're going down the highway, keep the radio on. If you're streaming it over your smart device, keep the radio on, or keep the streaming on. You know, you can reach us going down the road from our website, touchedbyhim.org, or tbhmministries tbhm.org. tbhm is short for Touched by Him Ministries. Just type in TBHM on your browser. It'll take you to our website. Go over to our ministry, our media page. On the media page, you can hear the current weekly broadcast, and then you can hear previous week's broadcast. Right now, we've got, eight messages out there, starting with today's broadcast, which is May 4th, the first broadcast of May, going over the radio, and then you can hear all previous week's broadcasts just to get caught up, brought up to the current time. God's a current God. He's doing things right here, right now. He's doing them for you. He's doing them with you. And if you want to get in on this, we're going into a true victory that the world has never seen before, and it's just now getting underway. There's a lot of screaming and yelling going on. But Christian, you just got to stay with it. Man up. Stay there. You know, be in it. Involve yourself in everything that God's doing in your life daily, and know that wherever you go, God is working with you. God is for you. Remember that scripture out of Isaiah chapter 60, where it says, "Arise and shine." I think I'm going to try to get to that over the, if I can. Do I have it? Isaiah 60. Yeah, let me go there. Let's look at it in the Amplified Classic, chapter 60, verses 1, starting at verse 1. "Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Christian, you believer, and for all those who want to get drawn in on this and what's all going on in the world and be able to participate in it, not be left out in the cold, all you got to do is get saved. You know, the prayer of salvation's on our website there. You know, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. On our from our homepage, you can one of the pages that's on it at tbhm.org, you can look for the prayer of salvation, and it will it'll take you there. You know, all you got to do, it's a very short prayer, and if you mean business with God, He means business with you. He'll meet you right where you're at. Don't put off your salvation to tomorrow. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the acceptable time. Do it. And then immediately, as you do it, and if you mean business with God, He knows it. He knows you, and He knows every hair on your head. Trust me, He knows you. And if you mean business with God, know that he means business with you. And he'll, because he does know you no matter what, nothing escapes him in your life. He's watching over all of it. When you bring him into your life, get ready for victory. So when you believe in your heart and you confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, you then are born again, you know, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, but it takes you speaking the words out of the from your mouth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And basically what you're doing is accepting the Lord Jesus as Lord. When you call him Lord, that means he's your Lord. You're going to do what he tells you to do, and you're going to say what he tells you to say. You're not going to do what he tells you not to do, and you're not going to say what he tells you not to say. And in that is your victory. And you can study his word and learn about his word as you go forward once you get saved. But what you do is you just simply confess this simple prayer. I believe that you died on the cross for me, that you died, were buried, then rose again from the dead on the third day. I repent, which means turn away from all my sins, and thank you for forgiving me of them. I now open the door of my life and receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, help me to make my life pleasing to my Father God. I'll confess you before others, and from this moment forth will honor you with my life. So Lord, I'm asking you to, and I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. And in Jesus' name, I say all of this, amen, which means so be it, which means it's a done deal. And if you just said that prayer above prayer with me out loud believing, let me be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, go out and tell someone that you just received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and are now born again. And if you don't have someone in your life who you can tell that will understand what you just did, then tell us here at Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. You know, pray with me at tbhm.org. That's our mailing address. Just Jesus said, if you confess me before others, then I will confess you before my Father. All you got to say is, I just said the prayer of salvation with Brother Brad on the radio broadcast, and I'm saved. You know, and we'll rejoice with you. If you need more help, you want some more information, give us a way in which we can get back in contact with you, and you will do. And speaking of contact, on the homepage, at the bottom of the homepage, tbhm.org, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. That mailing address is on our website right there. You can mail us or write us through postal mail. You can call us, 970-314-4077. And in calling us, you can leave a voicemail. If you get voicemail, leave your message, and we'll get back with you. You know, we're just limited in the number of people that we have to answer the phones, and when the calls come in, you know, we get a lot of people get voicemail, but we'll get back in contact with you. We always do. You can always ask the people that do call us. We get back in contact with them. It may take a call or two. We may play phone tag, but we're consistent. We'll stay at it. We always have, and we always will. 970-314-4077 is our phone. You can also email us. Just click on the email tab, bottom of the home page, left-hand corner. Just you'll see the word email. Just click on it and send in your prayer request. God is on the move. Believe on him for your health, your healing, for your finances, whatever it is that you need. Attend to his word, which is Jesus. Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness still today, people, but the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. There is a shaking going on in the earth, great shaking. One more time, God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. The shaking continues, and it's going to continue. Great revelation coming our way. Just stay with it. Don't back off from your position. You know, don't just go to rest and quit praying and quit doing those things. We need to pray for our president every day. What's going on right now? There's people out there that want him dead. They want it to kill him. You know, there's just like the the gang warfare that goes on in areas throughout the United States and in our own local communities, gang warfare. You know, if you don't want to do what they want you to do, they'll kill you. You know, that your life has that is inconsequential to them. But God is with you. You know, he's the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. He gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And God's with you in trouble. He'll be with you in trouble because you have set your love upon him. And as because you have set your love upon him, he makes this declaration, I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. I will honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you the salvation that I purchased for you at the cross. That life with nothing missing, nothing broken, complete and total soundness in every area of your life. So if you're a new believer, you've just stepped into the greatest opportunity of your lifetime. Like I say, don't put off tomorrow what you can put. You can take care of right here and right now. So get saved. If you're not saved, go to our website, go to the Prayer of Salvation, and from there you can have it. Also, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime with every radio broadcast. So the messages that we put together are longer than 30 minutes. So go to our webpage, tbhm.org, click on the media page on that website. And on the media page, go to the Radio Week 5/4/2025, and you can click on that button where it says click here, and you will be able to listen to this week's broadcast again. I've already given out a lot of scripture right now, and it's important for you to know that in scripture. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And, you know, most people don't even know what faith is. It's a spiritual force. It's a spiritual force, and it's opposite of the spirit of fear. Faith is. And faith is laying hold of the unrealities of hope, earnest expectation, and bringing them into the realm of reality by acting on the word. That's what faith is. And faith is always now. Now faith is. You can't say faith a while ago. You can't say faith in the future, because faith is always now. The principles of faith are the same in any area: receiving the Holy Spirit, receiving healing, receiving finances. We do not receive by hoping. Always remember, Jesus never fails and God never fails. If it doesn't work, we're the ones who failed. God does not change. Our prayers does not change God. Faith changes things, not God. So believe and receive. That's Mark 11:24. Believing is an action word. Believing equals acting on the word. Believing and acting will cause the results to materialize. And out of the unseen realm, things will manifest. There's a great manifestation going on right now from a prayer that's been prayed for over 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And faith always says, it's mine and it's now. And you're seeing God's kingdom manifest throughout the entire world right now, right here in the United States, and even in your daily life. Don't let the personal circumstances that you feel the pressure from right now, whether it be physical or spiritual or financial, don't let those current situation drive you. Call things that aren't as though they are. Speak to your mountains, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. Do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say they will come to pass, and they will manifest now. And always call things that aren't as though they are. So faith never relents or looks back. Make this your confession. I am not moved by what I see. I am moved only by what I believe. So here's how you do it. Acting on the word. Faith without works is dead. Healed people should act healed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whether they feel like it or not. I don't care what the report is that you got this week. Roxy, if you're listening, call things that aren't as though they are. You know, act according to what you believe you're receiving right now. Strength will return. Your ability to take care of yourself will return. And you can go forward with victory that people won't be able to explain or understand, but you'll know the reason, because when God is for you, who or what can be against you? So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Unbelief is siding against God's word. Satan will challenge real faith. He will say, look, You know, this isn't what's going to be. Yeah, but what if? You know, don't believe it. Get busy and act on God's word now. Just don't wait for something to come. Luke 5:18, Jesus saw their faith and the action was visible. Act as though the word is true, people. Matthew 8:17 is not a promise. It's a statement of fact. Real Bible faith simply says about you what the word says about you, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, and socially. Blessed be his holy name. That's a short rendition of the message of faith, but you've got it. Get ready and go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So anyway, on our homepage, the media page, or once you get to our homepage, tbhm.org, click on that media page. Also other pages, go to our front and center page. And if nothing else, just read the first paragraph that's laid out there for us, because for surely there is a latter end, a future, and a reward in that future, and your hope and expectations shall not be cut off. God's doing great things here, and there's great financial breakthrough. Don't be listening to the devil, and you ain't going to have enough. He's not getting back and stealing from you. No, God's system is different. When you trust in your finances and believe on him, then know that God is going to see to it that it's returned. When you give, it's going to be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And just anticipate the next move you're going to make when the money gets there, you know, which is now. Expect it now. When you sow your seed into this week's broadcast, you send your donation in, expect a return on it now. Don't be saying it's coming later. It's not. You know, God's going to get it to you now, and the day is coming. Let me look up that real quick on our online giving page. If you click on the donate page on our website, I quote a scripture right out of Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And we are at that point where the harvest is going to come before we even let go of the seed from our hands. And get ready, people. It's about to turn big time for you, and this is the day. So rejoice and be glad in it. There's nothing like what God's doing for us right now. You know, and if you've been listening to the broadcast and tuning in regularly, let me think here where I got to go. Let's pick up. You know, we're now, God's speaking to us. He's taken us to this new level that you read about in Isaiah chapter 60, verses, say, 1 through 3 there. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And that is the time in which we're living right now, people. But it doesn't matter. God's lighting up the whole place, you know. He's lighting it up all over the world. The whole world's in tumult right now. They're screaming and yelling and trying to attack. And you're paying too much attention to polls and to a media that's controlled by the world system. And they're lying. They're not, you know, 2% of all the media news that's coming out is negative, and it's not that way. Great strides are being made in your favor, believer, right here in this Mesa County, right here in the state of Colorado, right here in the United States of America, and all of you that are listening throughout the nations of the world, right here and right now, God's doing his thing. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere, and the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and his time, his kingdom is manifesting everywhere throughout this earth. So this is a time to be exceedingly glad, you know, rejoice and be glad in this time, which you were made to be. In the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 3:17-18, it says, now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, which is emancipation from bondage. It's freedom, people. And all of us, with unveiled voices, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So our true identity, people, Christians out there, are kings, to be kings and priests. 2 Corinthians, wait a minute, I skipped over a scripture there. Isaiah 49:18, Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. There is an acceptable time, the time, in other words, of God's overflowing favor. And this is a time when heaven is open to our prayers. God is saying, I have heard you. God's word promises that if we ask anything according to his will, we will receive what we are asking for. And in the above Isaiah passage, we see that this is the day of salvation, a day to receive and help and support of the Lord. That's see Psalm 121 verses 1 through 5. And this is also the day of restoration and of the restitution of desolate heritage. We can expect to recover what many generations have lost. All the uncollected tithes and offerings that have been sowed, that have been stolen by the enemy, they're coming back, and they're coming back to you, believer, so get ready. We are to be established as kingdom priests, the kingdom of God. There has never been such an incredibly important season of advancing the kingdom of God as we are in right now. We are in his kingdom for such a time as this. That's Esther 4:14. This kingdom is in each one of us for such a time as this. So you can't, don't be surprised. Let this promise of victory arise with us. This is Ephesians 6, verses 12 and 13. For what is ever born of God overcomes the world. You are an overcomer, Christian, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Go back and listen to that portion of the broadcast that I went over faith very quickly there. Listen to it. Get it down into your spirit. You're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. That's Deuteronomy 28 and 13. So the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, and all of creation groans, waiting for our transformation. And that transformation is now underway. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. You are part of the Lord's kingdom company of people who are called and commissioned to function as kings and priests. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Which means so be it. It's a done deal. Revelation, that's Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6 in the New King James Version. And the voice of one crying in the wilderness. This is who Christ was. Prepare the way of the Lord. This was John the Baptist getting people ready. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That's right out of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 5. And Christ, make no mistake about it, is the King. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who loves life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. You know, Paul prayed that we'd walk worthy of the Lord, being fruitful and increasing in the knowledge of God. See Colossians 1, verse 10. Our prayer each day must be on earth as it is in heaven. That's Matthew 6, verse 10. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. That's John 5 and 19. But, you know, so we too must have a clear focus on our Heavenly Father's will. And when we do, great revelatory light will be released regarding our dominion. And in that place of submission to the Father's will, we have been granted kingdom authority to bind and loose. That's see Matthew 18, 18. It's imperative that we maintain a deep walk in the Word of God. Psalms 119, 9 and 11. This will bring about the freedom that we need to draw near to the Lord. We must approach His holy hill with hearts and hands that are pure. That's Psalm 24, 4 and 6 through 6. Not only can we approach the hill of the Lord, but we can and should abide on the hill of the Lord. That's Psalm 15, 1 and 2. Each day we must seek to draw nearer to Christ, seek to yield ever deeper our wills to His will, and we face Him in faith, open and trusting. We are changed into His likeness. Just look, by doing that, those things, you can get that verified by looking at 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. You know, we thank You, Lord, for Your tender mercies and great goodness. Please, Lord, open my spiritual eyes to see and unstop my ears to hear all that You will say and show. Stand firm on the promise of eyes to see and ears to hear. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. Revere and worship Him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship Him with godly fear. That's Psalm 34, verse 9 out of the Amplified Classic. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to You, God, acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So let us therefore receive a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken, offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with modesty and pious care and godly fear and awe, for our God is indeed a consuming fire. That's twice I've read Hebrews 12, 28 and 29, once out of the ESV and once out of the Amplified Classic. For all these things my hand has made, and so all these things have come into being by and for me, says the Lord. But this is the man to whom I will look and have regard, he who is humble and of a broken or wounded spirit, and who trembles at my word and reveres my commands. Isaiah 66, verse 2. All these things my hand has made, and all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. It reads this way in the ESV. That was the Isaiah 66, 2 out of the Amplified. Out of the ESV, the same scripture. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of the knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline. Proverbs 1, 7, and verse 7. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and destruction. So don't be foolish, you know. Have deep, earnest, reverent respect for the Lord, for our Father God in heaven, for the Holy Spirit, for who they are and what they can do and what they've done, what they're doing right now, and what they're going to do in the future. Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and dominion, for You created all things. By Your will they were brought into being and were created. That's Revelation 4:11. And in the days of His flesh, Jesus offered up definite special petitions for that which He not only wanted but needed, and supplications with strong crying and tears to Him who was always able to save him out from death. And he was heard because of his reverence toward God and his godly fear, his piety, that he shrank from the horrors of separation from the bright presence of the Father. That's Hebrews 5, verse 7. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Hebrews 5:7 out of the ESV. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." Luke 7:16. "And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and a glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity I provide for it." Jeremiah 33 verse 9. And then Psalm 18 verses 1 through 5. "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor." Blessed be his holy name. We're a little bit lower than God, but everybody else is under our feet, including Satan and his cohorts. "Princes, persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel." And lastly, I'm just going to stop after this one. Psalm 22, verse 23. "Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in fear to the Lord and to his goodness in the latter days." I'm sorry, that was Hosea 3, verse 5. "Awesome is our God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God." That's Psalm 68:35. "And for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel." That's Deuteronomy 34, verse 12. "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God who is not partial and takes no bribe." Deuteronomy 10, verse 17. "Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders?" Exodus 15:11. "So that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in the awe at your signs, who make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate." Proverbs 3:8-13. "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. The Spirit of truth will release you to wisdom, people, for your walk. It is time to activate the awesome authority and discernment you have been given to access the courts of heaven. This sensitivity is achieved by spending time in God's presence, feeding upon his word. It is time to receive anointing to activate actions for accessing the courts of heaven, gain authority, and affecting and altering events on earth. Today is the day, people. You're going to go forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus that you never even knew was possible. Get ready. What a time to be alive. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe. And that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.